Avol Yad Chaveroloi, but his friend's hand does not become Tomei. So Rashi, Avol Yad Chaveroi, Em Noga Biyad Chaveroloi Matama. That's what we say, if one hand is Tomei, the other hand is only your other hand. But your friend's hand does not become Tomei. Even if you touch your friend's hand, still your friend's hand doesn't become Tomei. That's what Rashi Lakish says. Rav Yechonon Amar no, Echad Yodoi V'Echad Yod Chaveroi. Whether it's your second hand or whether it's your friend hand. You know that hand that becomes tummy could make the kutchim puzzle, but it can't make it a shlishla tumma. If your right hand that's tummy touched your friend's hand, so your friend's hand now becomes a like a shlishi to make the kutchim puzzle. But your second hand that's tummy cannot be matami your friend's hand. Is this that we say, you can even matami your friend's hand, it's only the first hand that's really tummy. But your second hand that only became tummy machmas exera of the first hand, that's not strong enough to matami the second hand. And vaito velifso es hakodesh. Hod yom yad matami chaverto avalola tummy. That though we say when one hand is tummy, even though that hand touches the kutchim and makes it a shlishi, and the shlishi makes a reviv. Mashenkin, now that one hand is matama the second hand, when it touches kutchim, it only passes it right away, but it cannot be matamarit. Yeah. Right. Well, Kopon, the Gemara holds this is a raya, that we're not talking about chiburin, but our Kopon, even without chiburin, like we just said, one hand automatically is matama the second hand. And the machlokas of Yechon Meshlok is only if it's matama your second hand, but not your friend's. And Yechon says, no, even your friend's hand also becomes tameh if your hand touches his hand. Mor says, now Mimai, what's the right to say so far? What's of Yechon's raya? How does he know to say so far, Mimai? So Mor says, Midiktoni Sefer, since the Sefer of our Mishnah says, Shehayad Metama Chavert LaKodesh. The Mishnah repeats itself and says that a hand could be matama as chaver to the second one, lakodesh, avalon truma, not for truma. For the Gemara, sulamuli, what do you have to have a second time? Like, that was what the Rashi said. He said already, it's matamarit. That's what the Mishnah started off and said. Uva truma im nitmas achas miyodav chaver to Torah. Uva kodesh matful shtayim. So explains it. That by Kodesh, if one hand becomes Tomei, automatically the second hand is Tomei, and the Mishnah says you have to be Mat for both of them. That's good. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself and say again, Shahayad Metames Chaverta by Kodesh, Havulei Betruma? Like, why does the Mishnah repeat itself again, say it a second time? That by Kodeshim, one hand is Metama Chaverta, its second hand. What do you have to repeat itself for? So this of Yechon, it says, you know what the Mishnah is coming to teach us? Elav Shmamina Liasuya Yad Chaveroi. The reason why the Mishnah repeats itself again is to include even Yad Chaveroi. Yad Chaveroi could also is also Tomei. If your hand touches a Yad Chaveroi, the Yad Chaveroi also becomes Tomei. So Churab Yechon has a good deal. And this the Gemara says in Echnami V'Af Rash Lakish Adabei. And even Rash Lakish is also Chayzer. The Yomer Rab Yain Yomer Rab Ami Yomer Rash Lakish. Echod Yodoi V'Echod Yad Chaveroi. V'Yoisi Hayad Lifsoil Avalor L'Tamei. In Echonami, Rash Lakish also agrees that when one hand becomes Tamei, automatically second hand also becomes Tamei. And who Adin, if your right hand now touches your friend's hand, it's even Matamei the second hand also. So Rash Lakish agrees to Rash Lakish, to Rav Yechonon. Because that's what's mashma from the Mishnah like that. Now the Gemara explains, Echad Yodav Echad Yad Chaveroi, V'Yoisi Hayad Lifsoil. But after we say that the second hand is matame kutchim, it only makes it like a revid to become posel, but it can't be matamrit. Like Rashi said before. Yeah, velifsol, es hakodesh, hodi yom miyad matame chaverto, avolo latame. After we say when one hand is tame, so automatically the other hand becomes tummy, or else your friend's hand becomes tummy, it's only tummy enough that when it touches kutchim, it makes the kutchim a revealer tumma. It makes the kutchim puzzle, but not more. It can't really give the kutchim a dim tumma to matama something else. Now the Gemara says now, the Lifsul Avaloyla Tameish no Tanoi is Takamachlekis Tanoim. That they were saying, it only becomes puzzle, but it doesn't metama the kachim, that's the Machlekis Tanoim. Where's the Machlekis Tanoim? The Tnan, we learned like this. Kol ha peisel betruma metame yodayim liyoshnius. Anything that passes by truma, kol ha peisel betruma, is metame yodayim, makes the hand tummy right now, liyoshnius. That the hand becomes a tummy. Yeah. The yad metame chaverta. And one hand could also be metame at second hand. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The Chachamim Oimrim Yodayim Shniyasein. Chachamim say no, the hands are called Shniyas. V'yein Sheni Yoyse Sheni Bachulin. And since your hands are only Shniyas, the second hand has a Tumah Sheni on it, one Sheni can't make a second Sheni if it's Chulin. So the Chura, my love, Sheni Huda Lo Yavit. It doesn't make a Sheni. For a Shlishi Yavit. But a Shlishi it does make. So Rashi like this, so Tony La Resh La Kutma, and Shani Yose Shani, and Yad Shi Shania Oises Chavreta Shania. That one hand that's a Shani, if it touches the second hand, can't make it a Shania. Nechla de Shemin Rebishua, the Yoma Yad Matamas Chavreta, Lias Kamoisa, Mash Matanakam holds Mamish comes like Kamoisa, it is a Shani. And at this, the Chavim say back no, that it doesn't. So again, it says about, Kol HaPesel Betrum Matami Dan Lias Shnias. The Yad Matama Chavetiv Yeshua. The Chom Moimid Yad Shniyas Sein Vein Shen Yeshe Shen Yimachulin. Mashmah, the Chachom holds from Yeshua says, one hand makes the second hand the Sheni. The Chom say no, your hand can't make the second hand the Sheni. What then? Your one hand makes the second hand the Shlishi. So Mela, when it touches Kachim, it only makes it a Revi. So my love, Sheni Udala Yavid. Ho Shlishi Yavid, Sasa Machlekis. One says, when one hand is matam and the second hand, it mamin makes it a sheni l'tuma. Therefore, if the second hand is a sheni l'tuma, when it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi l'tuma. And now that shlishi could be matam a fourth. And the chum say no, that one hand can't make the second hand a sheni. At most, it can only make it a shlishi. So when a shlishi touches kachim, it makes it a revi pasul. So that what we said before, that when one hand is tummy, it automatically makes the second hand tummy, that the second hand can only passel, the Chur goes only according to Chachamim, that the second hand is like a shlishi, and when a shlishi touches kachim, it only makes it a revi, not more. But I call upon according to Tanakam, the Chur, it's even metamrit, that it makes the second hand also a sheni l'tuma, that when it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi, and this shlishi could make a revi. So that you said the kachim can't metam is something else, the Chur is a machlekes tanoim here. Tomorrow says no. Dilma may be loy sheni ovid v'loy shlishi. No, the chum argue completely. And they say, when one hand is tummy, it's only a sheni, and the sheni, this hand, cannot be matama the second hand. It does not make the second hand a sheni, and it doesn't even make the shlishi either. So that's different machlokes altogether. That the chum don't hold from our yisoid altogether. Rashi with Dilma loy sheni loy shlishi. The last law hach mile of Masisin. These Chachamim argue altogether in our Mishnah. They don't hold that if one hand is tummy, it automatically makes the second hand tummy. They hold no. The first hand is only a sheni l'tuma, and the lachru is a sheni, can't make the second hand a sheni, and it can't make a shlishi either. So that's what they're arguing on. Avamanda yistle, but the one that holds it is matama the second one. Afilo l'tama yistle. Maybe it's even matamrit. Lachri koma yedayin liyolam shniyasein. Therefore, it's not a machlokes tanoim. This chacham, the chlal, don't hold that if one hand is matam and a second hand altogether. So where it says, Elek yanik tanoim. If you want to find the machlokes tanoim, I'll find you another machlokes tanoim. The tanya learned like this. Yad neguva Elokiani Tanoim. You want to find Tanoim, these are Tanoim. The tiny will look like this. Yad Neguva. If you have a dried hand, Metames Chavertis. Metama the Chaverta Letame Bakredish. That's Metama Bakredish to make a tummy. Like the Al Mishnah. If one hand is tummy, it makes a second hand tummy. To Metama Kachim. Avalon the Truma, not for Truma. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Rabbi Yosef Yehudu Weimer, Oysa Yad Lifsol Av Lolotomi. So Mashmah Klil, it's Machlekes Hanoyim. Rabbi Yosef Yehudu is the one that says that Yad only passels the Kodshim and does not make a tummy. Trashi. Zaita. Right? So kids, it is the Machlekes Hanoyim. It is the Machlekes from one hand to the time of the second hand. Does it make it the second hand like a Tumah Sheni, that when it touches Kachim, it's Metama the Kachim, and maybe this Kachim makes the second one possible? Then the Yosef Yehuda says no. He says, Oysa Yad, the second hand that became Tameh is only Lifsol. When it touches Kachim, it's only Pasol the Kachim of Lola Tameh. It doesn't make the Kachim a Shlishi to say, can Metama another piece of meat? Just in itself is Pasol, not further. So kids, so there is a machlokes hanoyim at this point. And after we have a chumra in the mishnah by kachim, that when one hand is tameh, we're already coming on not like the shizbi, even though there's no chiburin, automatically the second hand becomes tameh. But the machlokes of the second hand get a din shen l'tum also, that when it touches one piece of meat of kachim, it's tameh, and it's a shlishi, it can return another piece of meat. Or else, like we said before, the Gabyasi says no, that your hand is only like a shlishi l'tumo. So when your hand touches kachim, it only passes the kachim, and is not metame the kachim. Right. Then the Mishnah says another chumra. Oichlin, oichlin, the guvim, b'yadayim ezurvais. You're allowed to eat food, dried food, with your hand that's tummy. Even though your hand has a thin tumor on it, still you're allowed to eat dried food. That was the Mishnah. Oichlin, the guvim, b'yadayim ezurvais. B'truma, avolay b'kodesh. When the kohen is eating truma, even though his hands is tamei, as long as the food is dry, he's allowed to eat it. Avolei b'kodesh, b'kodeshim he can't. So as yishnias l'truma, t'chivin l'huchshura l'nisla. We're talking about a case that the food was never huchshura kabel truma. That's the chiddush. Because even though your hands are tamei, if you're eating this apple, that's truma. That water never came on the apple, so it's not huchshura kabel truma, the apple. Therefore, even though your hands are tamei, it cannot be matama, the truma. So the kohen is allowed to eat the truma, even though his hands are tamei. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Vashenke, by kochim, you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. V'chiyesh naguvu l'kodesh. Is there any din naguvu l'kodesh? That the Mishnah that says a chumra, it's the same chiddush, even though the kachim is dried, and the chumra should not be mekabel tuma, still there's a chumra, you can't eat the kachim if your hand is dry. But mashma, it's only a new chumra of our Mishnah. But like this, really, without the chumra, the Mishnah would say even by kachim. Since this piece of meat is dry, no water ever came on it yet, so if so, it's not huchshu l'kabel tuma, so even though your hands are tuma, really you shouldn't be able to eat kachim. But our Mishnah has to say a chumra, you can't. Maria says, that's not true. Even without the chumra of our Mishnah, by kachim there's a cloud, even though no water came in contact with it, but the fact that it has kedusha on it, that's called chibas hakodesh. You're going to use it now to put it on the mizbeach. That is machshir in the kabel tuma. So it shouldn't be a chumra in our Mishnah. That's mikra adin. So if your hands are tamei, you're not going to touch kachim. Even if the kachim never had water, was never hooks for kabel tuma, it's an automatic din that chibas hakodesh is machshir osam. The fact that something is chibas has a chayv to be muktish on the mizbeach, that gives it hechsher. That's the most kasha. The chiyesh neguvel hakodesh va'aloi chibas hakodesh machshir osam. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Pshita that it's us to do it. So Mar says loy tzricha going shetochav loy chaver lo toich piv. They were talking about now that you're not touching the food. We're talking about now your friend is taking the food and sticking it down your mouth. That's the chiddush. Still you're not allowed to eat it, even though you're not touching it. Still you're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says tochav loy chaver lo b'yadayim toris. Your friend's hand is Torah, and he's sticking this truma down your mouth. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. The kohen that is just opening his mouth and eating the truma, so his hand is not touching the truma. Still, he's not allowed to eat the truma. Since the mice, his hands is tamei, he's not allowed to eat the truma. That's the chiddush. The kohen shetochav loichaver lo teich piv, or shetochav hu liyatzmoi, whereas the kohen himself is sticking it down his mouth, the kush of a kaker, with this stick, with a spindle, that's not makabel tuma. Ubika shlechot tznoin ubotzel shachuli moim. and he wants to also eat now together a radish or a botzel and onion of chul. He wants to eat it together. So Rashi says, "Shetocha v'atzma b'kusha b'karka shem shuti kliyets." There's a plain piece of wood. Then makabum tuma. Then I'm a makabum tuma. So even though your hands are tummy, when you touch this wooden spindle, it's not metamrit. So therefore, the spindle is allowed to touch the truma, and you're eating it, that's the chiddush. That without the chumra, the Mishnah, you would be allowed to eat the kachim, not the metamrit. Still, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Vaito, Mishnah, of Rashi, Bikesh lechot snoin eboto shechuli moin. He wants to eat now with this truma in his mouth, he also wants to take an onion or radish. Shen yodayim metamois esachulin. Because the gas of chulin, chul never becomes more than a shiny. So since your hand is only a shiny, if your hand touches the onion, there's nothing wrong with it. You'd be allowed to eat this onion. Gozer rabbonin, shelo yechlim yom ha-kodesh, tentiga yodem mezuvas b'yechle kodesh b'piv. Since l'maisa you have kachem in your mouth, you're not allowed to take with your hands now and put an onion into your mouth. No, you can't take any food with your hands and put it into your mouth. Because since in your mouth you have truma, there's a gzera not to get your hands near your mouth. So, is la kodesh gozrubu rabbonin? Le truma la gozrubu rabbonin, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. But for truma, they didn't make any gzera. So when the master from the Gemara like this, the gzera is only going that if somebody else sticks the kachem down your mouth, could be allowed to eat it. Could be then you would be allowed to eat it. Who I did if you stick the kachem down your mouth with a stick, could be you would be allowed to eat it. Just exactly is you can't put any other food into your mouth. You can't eat the onion now. Put the onion into your mouth. Even though when you touch the onion, you're not being the time of the onion, but since at the same time you have kachem in your mouth, we're afraid not to let your hand go near your mouth at all, because we're afraid maybe you touch the kachem in your mouth. So that's the chumah, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That while you're eating this kachem in your mouth, you can't put any other food into your mouth. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says the last chumra is ha'inein or machusi kippurim. If somebody's ha'inein, somebody was mace, even though he didn't touch the mace, or else he's a machusi kippurim, he has to bring karbonis yet. So lachur is for kachim he's not allowed to eat. Mashenke for truma they're allowed to eat. A machusi kippurim is allowed to eat truma, just for kachim not. Can't tzrichim tfilu lakodesh avlo l'truma. Before they go to eat kachim, they have to go to the mikveh again. If you're an ha'inein, even though you didn't come in contact with the mace, still you have to go to the mikveh before you eat kachim. Who did in the chusik yipurim? Even though after you rush it, even after you bring your korban, still before you eat kachim, you have to go to the mikveh. For the Gemara, my time of war, you didn't touch your mace, you brought your korban, what's wrong? Why should you have to go to the mikveh again? Gemara says, Kivim di adidna. Heavy asiri, since up until now you rush it, eat kachim, atzrechinu rabbonin tfila. As a chumad rabbonin, you have to be toivel before you can eat kachim. Rashi says, Kivan the yad yidna asiri. Te mechusti kippurim mutte betruma v'yasa b'kodesh. Kol zaman you didn't bring your korban yet, even though you lot eat truma, kachim is asa. V'chein oinin. An oinin is asa tit kachim. V'yafa pi shasurim b'mais hasheni, mutorim betruma. Kremin ha-masaf t'yivamis. V'v'chol zah yisei rezar satlachob le'aninus. Sakopon, and since it was also tutivit up until now, the first time you get to have to eat kachim, there's a new chumra with the rabbanin, that we want you to go to the mikvah before you start eating the kachim. And it's not a new chumra. Yeah. Mr. Stuff like this. Chayme bitruma. So up the Mishnah before was saying all chumras of kodesh over truma, that kachim is more chumra than truma. Now we're going to say the opposite way. Chayme betruma. There's chumras of truma over kachim. What does that mean? Sheb Yehuda nemonim al tyrus yain v'shemen kol yomoy sashona. That in Yehuda, if an Amoritz brings yain v'shemen to the Beis Hamikdash, for kachim, he's believed the whole year round to say his Torah. That we had before, Mishum Eva, we're allowed to accept from an Amoritz, we can accept the Yain and the Shemen that he brings for the Mizbeach, to be used for the Menachis, or to be used for the Nesachim, we're allowed to accept the Yain and the Shemen. By Kachim, we accept it. Mashenkin Truma, no good. If an Amoritz wants to give his Truma to a Kayin, the Kayin should not accept it. Mashenkin of the Shasagitus, the Habadim at the time when they're pressing the wine and the oil, Afala Truma. then the Amor says, even then what is said, that his wine or his oil is torah. Mashenken Ovru Hagitos Yabadim, they passed away the time already when they finished pressing the wine or the oil. And the Amoritz now comes to the Kayan now and brings them a barrel full of wine of Truma. You're not supposed to accept it from him. We have to be Choshid, he's an Amoritz, he was Metamoritz, his Truma Temeya. The Kayan, the Tamachokim should not accept it. Mashenken by Kochim, that's when more Mekol, and when an Amoritz brings Yain Veshemus to the base of Midish, we believe him to say that story. So Rashi says like this, Shev Yehuda Nemonim Am Yoritz, the Amoratzim Anemon in Yehuda, Al Tyrus Yayim Hashemin, Shel Kodesh, in Mekdi Shulam Is Beyach, Vesha Sagitus Viabadim, is Nemonim Al Shmroson Kol Yomoy Sashona. If they're Makdish it, to give it to the Mizbeach, at the time when they're making it, so he say that Shmira then helps all year round. The Gemara Forosh, my time Yehuda is Nokad, why, how come Dafki Yehuda? Now, uveshasta gita sabadim, but at the time when they're actually pressing, hakol metarim es kleim. That's like a chazak at that time when they go down to press the wine, everybody's nizer at that time to make sure all the kelim are tor, so even the amaratzim are metar, the kelim then. So if you buy the wine from them at that, if they give the tshumer at that time, you can take it. But shenke, if the amaratz gave it later on, you can't, the kain, that's a tamal chacham, should not accept it. The Mishnah says though, but what the Amoritz could do is, if he knows he wants to give it to a Kohen of Talmud Chochem, and he knows the Talmud Chochem will not accept it now, because it's true, man, after the Zman of Abitzir, after the Zman of the Gittos and Abadim, where Chosh is maybe the Metamrit, so the Amoritz would be smart, he could do is leave it to next year, to next year's oppressing time. And then the Chum said you're allowed to use it. Shrashi Abu Menicha, Amoritz Lagas Abo. This Amoritz, even though he has this wine for a whole year, still, if he gives it to the Kohen next year, at the time when they press the wine, there's a special chazaka then, that they're metayr or the kelim then, and the Chum said, then the Kohen is allowed to accept the truma from the Amoritz. V'yemom aloi, hefrashti l'toicha revias kodesh, neman. Let's say an Amoritz in the middle of the year wants to give you wine, shel truma. So you say that's a chumra in the Mishnah, we can't accept the truma from the Amoritz. We have this wine, we have to be afraid, maybe he was matamarit. But let's say the Amoritz says, you should know, true there's truma here, but there's also some kachim here. I was also matish some part of this wine to be used for the Mizbeach. So since there's some wine of kachim here, then we never mind the Amoritz cares a lot about kachim, he's afraid not to be matama something. That's why v'chal, we trust the Amoratzim. It's very chumra for them in their eyes, to send you to give something to the Mizbeach, so we Neman, that are telling the truth, so the Neman, you're allowed to believe them even for the Truma also. Trashi Revius, Lug, Shemin, Neman, the Migul, the Neman, our Kurdish Neman, our Truma, since we believe the Amoritz that he says he watched this Yayin, not to become Tomei, because there's some Kutchum inside it, and we know for Kutchum the Amoritz takes very good care, so since we believe him for the Kutchum part of this wine, we also believe him for the Truma part of it, that it's still Torah. You have a barrel full of wine and a barrel full of oil. Hamadumas. Hamadumas means that some truma fell into it. It was a barrel full of chum liquor wine, and now some truma fell into it. So if there's less than 100 there, it all becomes us, so it all has a din truma that only a kain can eat it and not a Yisrael. Hamadumas address before the Gemara. Vashdamash mashal tevel truma v'chum maravim. You have truma and chum mixed up together. So it says, Nemonim aleihem b'shasa gitois v'yabadim. That the Amoritz is Nemon at the time of the gitas and the badim again to say that it's Torah, we believe him. V'koidim l'gita shivas yomim. And before the gitas formed the wine press, also 7 days before that, we also believe him. Shasha shivim yomim, makdimim l'tairos akelim, gitois shoyayin badim shoshemim. That was the Mitzvah, that was the Inyan, that before they knew they have to use the presses to press out the wine or press out the oil, they used to at that time make sure everything was Torah. So 70 days in advance, they would start to get their shop ready. They would start to be Matayi roll the Kelim there. So I called upon them when they started out to press the wine or the oil, everything was done by Torah.
So, Mela, if the Amoris tells us, Bishas Lagitas, Yabadim, that it's Torah, then Takri is Neman. And how much before, even 7 days before also, Takri is Neman.
Nista Gemara says, Biyudin Begololoi, why does the Mishnah only say we believe him in Yehuda, not in Golol? My time, I'm Rosh Lakish of Neshuritsua Shakusim, Masakas Benayim.
There's a whole Ritsua strip of Kusim living there. And because of that, there are Xeris. Alright, we'll stop here.
We were holding Daf Chafei. We'll just do the Mishnah over again. Just the last Mishnah was again. Chayne b'truma sheb Yehuda. There's a chumra of truma again over Kachim that in Yehuda ne'mona ma'atar with yain v'shem kol yemais hashona. That an amoret, if he comes and brings wine and shem to the Beis Hamikdash, we accept it from him even kol yemais hashona. An amoret is believed. But v'shas ha'gitos v'yabadim at the time when you're pressing the wine and the olives for the oil, afala truma. Then even Amoritz is neman at that time to say the truma that he has is tor, and the kohen could take it from him. What about over agitos? They passed away the time ready when they press the wine, the abadim, when they press for the oil, is beviuloi chav yeshoyayin shal truma. And now the Amoritz comes now with a barrel of wine to the kohen, saying, this is my truma, accept it. Halachar is loy kapledim emenu. A kohen that's a chaver should not accept it from the Amoritz. He's not believed. You have to be afraid. Maybe it's tameh. You can't accept it. But what's the eitzah though? The Mishnah says, "Alva menicha legas abo." The Amoritz himself, what he should do is leave it to next year's time when you start pressing down the olives again and pressing down the wine again. And at that time you'll be neman. So therefore, at that time you give it to a kohen then. So wait for next year. That's the eitzah. Let's say the Amoritz tells you, the Amoritz now is coming to the Kohen to giving him the Truma. He's saying this wine is Truma. Again, it's not Bishas Agitois. It's not at the time when the Amoritz is Neman. So really the Kohen should not accept it. But the Amoritz tells you, you should know, in this wine it's not only Truma, there's also a Revias of Kodesh there. There's also one Revias of the wine is that I'm setting aside to be Maktashit, to give it to the Mizbeach, it should be used for the Nesachim. In such a case, then we believe the Amoritz. Like a Migu, the Amoritz takes careful, he's very careful about Kachim. We believe him, he's very careful about it, it means a lot to him, Kachim. He's not Matamrit, he watches it filches Kachim. So since in this barrel of wine, there is some Kachim there, for sure the Amoritz watched it well, and therefore, without it, the Kohen could accept even the Truma, and eat the Truma, the Cheskis, that it's torn. Now, kade yain v'kade shemen. What about the barrel of wine and the barrels of shemen? What about the barrels itself?